Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening. Here as we start off our program, we're talking with South Hamilton Boys Cross Country Coach Nathan Ferry. Joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, I appreciate you having me again.
So as we take a look here at your squad since the last time we talked, you put together, I'd say, some pretty solid performances. You have your home cross-country meet. You finished sixth with a really tough field at that home meet, and then you go to the conference meet, which is always very competitive. You finish sixth. You see quite a few PRs at that conference meet as well. And when you look at this team from top to bottom here, closing out the regular season, what really impressed you about how your squad closed out the regular season over the last couple of weeks?
You know, like you said, we've faced some pretty tough competition, and we've got some tough ones ahead of us yet. But man, these boys have been pushing themselves, and really have been just up in every single week. They've been up in their practices, and the results are showing. They've really been peaking at the right time, and the effort has been amazing.
And something I have noticed since, especially over the last couple of weeks, is it hasn't been your normal order in terms of who finishes where in these races. Lakin Zanker steps up. He finishes 22nd in the Heart of Iowa Conference meet last week. I know Hayden Hill has had a couple runner-up finishes in terms of your squad as well. And when you look at this team and some of the guys that have stepped up and had these big PRs, you know, what has been the reason, or I shouldn't say the reasoning, but what has been a big factor behind them having some of these, you know, big jumps in times in some of these meets?
Well, you know, we've been fighting through some injuries with multiple runners, and that has somewhat of an effect on obviously the finishes. But the cool thing about this team is these guys compete amongst each other too. They're pushing every single day at practice, and they all want to be that top spot on the team. So the competition just within our team has been really, really strong this year, and that makes it fun to watch them go out and battle just amongst each other too, as well as the other competitors. So,
and I know we've talked before about the your leader and Pete Coburn, who has led throughout the year, at least time wise, on the course, and he definitely has held his own and definitely has improved in that regard, especially as the season has gone on. And what is the biggest leap you've seen him take on the course and his ability and how he's ran from even the middle of the season to now getting into postseason? What's the biggest jump he has made?
I think the biggest thing with Pete is that the effort that he puts in practice, and not that the effort wasn't there before, but you know, he realizes this is senior year, this is kind of the end of it, and he's just pushing really hard, and it's great to see, because he is a great leader, and those guys follow right along with whatever Pete's doing. When he speaks, they listen. When he's running hard, they're running hard, and he's just been a great leader for this team, and the amount of effort, like I said, that he's putting in at practice is really paying off at these meets. So,
and finally, as we take a look here, you guys are at your state 1A or 1A state qualifying meet coming up on Thursday over at Pine Lake Run at South Hardin and Eldora. And looking at the teams that are make up this meet, definitely, at least on paper, it appears to be some opportunity for your boys to really do some damage, maybe even sneak a couple state qualifiers in there. Just looking, you know, from top to bottom, and what do you see, and what's been the message to your squad getting ready for this state meet, this state qualifying meet coming up on Thursday night?
Biggest message that I put out to them, and that they've talked amongst themselves from what I've heard from some of the leaders, you know, is just put our best effort forward. I mean, everything that we've got goes into this run, and I tell the boys, enjoy it. Just have fun, you know. I want them to look back 20 years from now and say, man, that was a fun season. We left everything we had on that course, and we just enjoyed it. You know, there's going to be some tough competition, just like there always is. But we're not focused about where everybody else is and what their numbers are and what their runners are. We're just focused on ourselves. And, you know, if we bring our A game and they put everything that they got out there, the results are going to show, and we'll be happy walking away with it.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at your state qualifying meet coming up on Thursday night.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Nathan Ferrier, the boys' cross-country coach for the South Hamilton Hawks here on our Coaches Speak program. We've got CGD volleyball coach Jess Nail up after the break.